This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour, another edition of Auto World. In this hour, the program will be joined by one of our regular contributors, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, Tom Appel, is standing by. Anytime Tom is with us, if you are shopping for vehicles, and you'd like perhaps an opinion between Tom and myself, we can guide you as far as what vehicles might make a good fit for what you're looking for. So telephone-wise, you can give us a call. Mackenzie is running Master Control at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer the email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. We got lots of other great things on this week's show as well, so stick around for that. But right now, let's go to just outside of Chicago and welcome the publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive, Mr. Tom Appel. Tom, how are you doing?
I am very well, thank you.
Well, why don't we begin by talking a little bit about a vehicle that you guys recently took a first spin with, and that's the 2019 Toyota RAV4. And as we've talked about here on the program, it's amazing how some of these at one time cute utes or small utes, you know, have grown in size, and this is definitely the case with the RAV4.
Oh, absolutely. The 2019 RAV4 is all new, and if you were to lay out the specifications for this vehicle, you'd see that it's really not a heck of a lot bigger than the first Toyota Highlander, which was new a couple of decades ago. But a new RAV4 is always a lot of big news, and it's bigger news now because the RAV4 is now the best-selling passenger vehicle in the United States, having passed the Camry a couple months ago, actually more like a year ago. But Toyota obviously knows how important this vehicle is to them, and then they've gone a long way with this. This now rides on what Toyota calls its Toyota's new global architecture. And that's already underneath things like the Corolla and the Camry, and the results have been very good. This is a bigger vehicle. This is a quieter vehicle. Per our guy Ricotta, I haven't spent much time in one yet, but I think it's going to make a really big impact on the marketplace.
Yeah, and again, as we've touched on in recent weeks, they're stepping out of their comfort zone, the folks at Toyota and Lexus, styling-wise, and it seems to be working. There's no question.
No, absolutely. Toyota actually introduced a model late in the run of the previous generation called the Adventure that was meant to look just a little bit more rugged and more SUV-like. And the new vehicle, the new generation RAV4, looks much more SUV-like. It's just a little bit less a little less curvy, a little bit more angular. Right. It looks like it rides a little bit higher. I'm not sure that's actually true. But the whole look is to make it look just a little bit more masculine.
No question about it. And, folks, you can check out all the reviews at the Consumer Guide, the Daily Drive. That's the blog that Tom and his team work on each and every week. And Tom, in addition to being a outstanding automotive journalist, is also a great comedy writer, writes some great little bits, and we'll touch on a couple of those if we can today. But we'll continue looking at cars for the moment. Let's talk about the latest one from Lexus. I have not been in this vehicle. This is the NX300. Does this slot below the RX in size, Tom?
Yes. If you've been paying attention to the news, I don't know how many people know this, Lexus just introduced something at the very, very small end called the UX, which is our new subcompact crossover. We just drove the NX, which correct, Bob, it slots between the UX and the RX in the Lexus product line, giving them now three crossovers and a couple of SUVs. So they're well stocked in terms of what it is that people are really looking for these days. But the NX, about the size of the RAV4 we were just discussing, and prices start right around the high 30s and roll into the low to mid 40s. Very nice vehicle, a little bit sportier than some of the other Lexus products, but not that sporty. I think that Lexus has this thing going on now where the cars look very sporty and aggressive, but when you ride them, they're very polished and refined. And that really carries over to the NX lineup.
And definitely, I can see some stylistic underpinnings there, stylistic cues that remind me a little of the RAV4.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's exactly what they were going for with this vehicle. We drove the NX 300. That vehicle is powered by a 2-liter turbocharged engine. There's also something called the 300H, which is powered by a 2.5-liter hybrid vehicle. And that's consistent with most of the Lexus lineup now, where everything is available with a gasoline version and a gasoline hybrid version.
Excellent. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Tom Appel is with us from Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. And, of course, we're all waiting with bated breath for the annual announcement of the best buys. How far off are we from seeing that and reading it and talking about it on air?
About 10 days. We're going to be announcing these go live right at the beginning of December. So our paperback print edition, that's annual, will hit newsstands right around then, and we'll be making an announcement that Monday, first Monday in December. And all that stuff will be live. The pretty exciting stuff. We've added a new category this year, which is subcompact premium crossover, which accommodates vehicles like the Lexus UX we just discussed, because there's so many of these small little luxury crossovers now.
Yeah, it's becoming definitely very commonplace in the market as more and more folks seem to be gravitating, as you said earlier, towards this type of vehicle and this size vehicle. It seems to be popping up all over the place. Another vehicle that you guys had an opportunity to check out recently is from BMW. It's the 2018 X3. However, this one is the M4i rendition, which, number one, gets up there price-wise, but number two, makes this quite a sporting machine.
Yeah, the X3, which is a very nice crossover, and again, we're talking about a luxury compact crossover because that's where all the news seems to be these days. But the X3 is a very nice vehicle in its own right, but the M40i transforms the vehicle into something that's very sporty and very fun to drive. With the M40i treatment, you get BMW's patented and beloved 3-liter turbocharged inline six. In this case, it's good for 355 horsepower, plus upgrades to the suspension to make it sportier handling, bigger wheels, bigger tires, and some interior treatment as well. But the net effect is a really enjoyable to drive vehicle. As you mentioned, the price gets high pretty quickly. It starts around 55, and I think our test vehicle got to about 65, which admittedly is an awful lot of money for a small crossover. But if this is what you're looking for, I wouldn't steer you away from it. It's a very nice, competent, entertaining vehicle.
And definitely when you take a look at the inside, you can see that the folks at BMW have done a great job with interior as well here. This is a good-looking vehicle, and at that price point, it should be a good-looking vehicle, both inside and out. How about as far as the big and tall guys ratings for this X3 M40i?
Yeah, this is actually surprisingly roomy. Our guy Damon Bell, one of our editors, is 6'6", and he gave it a tall rating of A+. I'm a big guy, as people who have met me know, and I give it a big plus, B+ for big guy. It's easy enough to get in and out of, and plenty of room once I'm in there.
Very good. We'll put it in neutral. I'm out. And then when we come back on the other side, more new cars and more with Tom Appel.
I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying.
the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We so appreciate you being with us at this very same time, whether you're listening online at GCNlive.com or listening on one of our great affiliate stations, including our new affiliate station down in Ocala, Florida. Everybody is listening on the brand new station that just started there a few weeks back, WOCL and we welcome you with open arms. Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide. We're taking new vehicles for verbal test drives, and now we're up to a truck, and this is from Chevrolet. It's the all-new Silverado. This is, however, an LT Trail Boss trim, and definitely when you look at the exterior of this vehicle, you can tell this is a serious off-roading truck.
Yeah, that's the look they were going for. And for people who don't know, Silverado, all new for 2019. This is a very big deal. And the Trail Boss is also all new for 2019. And this is very much a direct response to the success that Ram has had with the Ram 1500 Rebel. To that end, it's something short of being as committed as off-road committed as a Raptor, but it's more livable than that too. But you have the raised ride height, the more aggressive look to it, the blackout trim, the bigger wheels and tires. But more importantly, you've got some off-road tuning to the suspension and the lift that gives it just a little bit more serious off-road capability. So you've got the higher breakover height and the better traction overall. Good looking vehicle. It's available. LT trim, which gives it this very confusing and long name. I think that Chevy Silverado LT Trail Boss is a lot of syllables for one truck, but this is an awfully big truck.
Yeah, definitely. And for those who love the Silverado range and need that off-roading capability or at least want to look the part, this would be definitely a vehicle that you would want to look at. Let's talk about a Ford product, and this one baffles me a little bit. It's the 2018 Ford EcoSport SES all-wheel drive. Now, where does this come into the lineup? Is this under the Edge, in between the Edge and... It doesn't make sense. I mean, I know that Ford has future plans to bring in more subcompacts. Is this just basically their first shot across the bow, so to speak, Tom?
Yeah, it really is. And for people who don't know, the EcoSport is, as you mentioned, yeah, it's actually positioned below the Escape in the product lineup. So this is the smallest crossover currently available from Ford in the United States. Actually built in India, as you mentioned, it is a placeholder. They're going to be bringing in their own version or a more Americanized version sometime soon. So there is some strange and interesting holdover stuff about this vehicle that isn't more or less natural to the U.S. market. Like the rear door opens as would a cabinet door. It's hinged on the right and pulls open. Or it's hinged on the left, I'm sorry, and pulls open as a single piece as opposed to being top-hinged and lifting up. The vehicle, pleasant enough vehicle. I don't know that it's the most competitive vehicle in its class. It's available with two different drivetrains available, depending on how you go with front-wheel drive or all-wheel drive. Front drive models use a three-cylinder turbocharged EcoBoost engine, where all-wheel drive models use a 2-liter normally aspirated four-cylinder. Of the two, the four-cylinder is vastly more refined and just a little bit more livable in traffic.
When you take a look at the interior, you see lots of available luxury touches, including a significantly larger screen on the dash. This isn't your normal Ford Sync size-wise.
Yeah, this is available with Ford Sync 3 digital interface system, and that works very well. I think Ford is to be applauded. Ford was a pioneer in this category and really took its licks early on because the systems were a little bit bulky, didn't work well with voice commands, and really there were just a lot of bugs to work out. But I think that Ford now more or less leads the pack in how these digital interfaces are supposed to work. And Sync 3 is a very, very hitch-free program now. If you're looking to just plug in your cell phone and just go with oral commands, that's the best way to do this.
And pricing-wise, once again, remind us about your particular test vehicle. It came in, let's take a look here, it came in with a base price of $26,740 and the options $28,075, and that looks like for a pretty loaded vehicle.
Yeah, that's about all the EcoSport that you can get. Ours came with the cold weather package, which is available for $340. That's something that's probably standard in everything that's sold up here in the Chicagoland area, optional in other markets that are just a little bit south of us. But, yeah, pretty well equipped just the way it is.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you have a question for myself or for Tom Appel, we would love to hear from you. Mackenzie's running the board, as I mentioned earlier, and you can give him a call and say hi. We may throw out a trivia question. Why don't we do that just for the heck of it? We'll throw out a trivia question from very early in the 1980s. Ford actually, for a very brief time, sold a two-seater vehicle. It came out around 1981 or so. And this was not a Corvette. It was more an economy-based vehicle. But indeed, it was a two-seater. And there was a Mercury counterpart as well. Whoever comes up with the answer to the question is going to get a free prize, courtesy of Warren Tracy at the Busted Knuckle Garage. So give us a call at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or send us an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. And Tom, let's talk a little bit more about the daily drive. This is something that you can get each and every day, 100% free. And if you want to know what's coming up that particular week, I believe it's every Tuesday you send out kind of a roundup of what's available for folks to check out.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Yeah, if you go to consumerguide.com, you can just hit our blog at the blog tab, and you can come right over to the CG Daily Drive, or you can go to cgdailydrive.com directly. But, yeah, every Tuesday, as you mentioned, we send out an email keeping people abreast of what's new at the blog. There's always some fun stuff in our new test drives. And if you want to get on that mailing list, either the blog or at consumerguide.com, just go to contact us. And just leave me a short note that says, put me on the mailing list and leave your email address. We'll get you on there, and we won't bug you beyond just that Tuesday update.
And it's really well done. So, folks, take Tom's word of advice and shoot him up an email, and you won't be disappointed, because lots of great content each and every week here in the Daily Drive. When we come back on the other side, we'll shine the spotlight on Mazda's CX-3 Grand Touring crossover, and then we're going to talk some funny stuff with Tom. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Snow is heavy from Iowa to Indiana this afternoon, forcing the cancellation of numerous flights out of Chicago's O'Hare Airport. National Weather Service forecaster Mike Bardu tells CNN travelers are going to have to be ready to make changes in their plans.
In terms of the Chicago Metro, there might be totals of maybe 7 to 10 or even 8 to 12 inches in the far north and west. Yeah, this is certainly going to be one of the bigger, I would think, November events, at least in recent memory for us.
President Trump and Supreme Court Justice John Roberts traded barbs last week after the president criticized a court ruling
ruling banning implementation of a policy for asylum seekers was upheld. After the president said it's the result of Obama judges on courts, Justice Roberts issued a statement saying the judicial system is independent. On Fox News Sunday, Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse sided with Roberts.
I think the Chief Justice's statement was right about what we want the next generation to understand about why we have three separate but equal branches that check and balance one another.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
That gentleman whose name is John David Wells, he's the guy that does my bumper, the return voice work. And John David Wells is a broadcaster I met in Las Vegas when a former network I was associated with was there, and he was a local talent, but he's since gone on to become a big star in the Dallas area of Texas. And he has a syndicated show, which is now syndicated not only by the USA Radio Network, but also by GCNLive.com. So the John David Wells Report, you can check that out. Hopefully some stations will consider picking him up. He's a Monday through Friday kind of politically oriented program. Tom Appel is with us from Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. We're talking about the blog, which is, in Tom's words, a full tank of automotive news and commentary. And we're up to a product from Mazda. This is the 2019 CX-3 Grand Touring Edition. And again, as we continue to talk small crossovers and luxury crossovers, this is another one yet from Mazda.
Yeah, and this is absolutely the perfect vehicle to cap off our conversation of crossovers. This would be Mazda's entry that pairs up pretty well against the Ford EcoSport we just discussed. But Mazda does things a little bit differently. They tend to be just slightly upscale of the competition, and this is a top-line Grand Touring edition of the CX-3. And this is really most auto journalists, I think, agree that this is their favorite small crossover. It is by far the sportiest, nicest handling, and just generally best balanced to the group. It has a lot of demerits. The back seat is a little cramped, and there isn't that much storage space. But if you're just looking for a small crossover and you're not going to be moving adults around in the back seat, this isn't a bad way to go. Pretty good power, great fuel economy for a small crossover. We average 26.4. In other versions of this vehicle, we've gotten closer to 28 miles per gallon. You could load these up very nicely if you like to, but our our basically our fully loaded 6.3 came to right around $30,000. A lot of money for a small car, but not these days, really, and comfortably under the average transaction price of any new vehicle.
Absolutely. Very good point. And again, folks, check out all this free information available for you at consumerguide.com. Just hit the blog, the daily drive, and you can check all these things out and more. We've got a trivia question out there from the early 1980s Ford's economy-minded two-seater. This was not a high-performance vehicle by any stretch of the imagination. And its underpinnings were humble, to say the least, but they offered one and both Mercury guys as well as Ford guys. What was the name of the Ford variant? The telephone number is 855-660-4261. Tom, I noticed a number of weeks back you got yourself a hold of a picture of the Ford Bronco for model year 2020, and it looks quite impressive. It looks like you would expect a modern-day Bronco to look. What can you tell our audience about this return of the Bronco nameplate?
Yeah, the Bronco is back thanks to the fact that Ford is bringing back the Ford Ranger. And the American version of the Bronco, which has been on sale with different names overseas for a number of years now, is going to ride on those Bronco, I'm sorry, on those Ranger, Ranger architecture. And to that end will be more or less a mid-size SUV, but it's going to be a traditional body-on-frame vehicle. Unfortunately for purists, there will be no two-door version. Two-door SUVs are a thing of the past, sadly, except for the Wrangler. But this vehicle will be positioned more or less against something like the Grand Cherokee from Jeep or the Toyota 4Runner, and that'll be body-on-frame, have some serious off-road credentials, and be just a little bit higher in ride height overall.
Yeah, it looks like this is going to be, no doubt, a very highly sought-after vehicle, especially from Ford fans who remember the Bronco of years ago. I think it's great that it's coming back along with that Ranger, and it seems like small trucks have become much more of a focus in recent times since the launch of the Chevrolet Colorado and its GMC sibling. It's really got a lot of the automakers' attention, and there's no reason why we can't have more small trucks.
No, and it's interesting, too, what's happened to this market. Since the Ranger was discontinued, whatever that was, almost 10 years ago, the midsize, what was really the compact truck market, is now the midsize truck market, and it's totally transformed. There's a new Colorado and Canyon, and even though the Toyota Tacoma has never been completely redesigned, it has been updated several times, and is selling as well as it ever has. Likewise, the Nissan Frontier, which has not been significantly updated in a long time, is selling as well as it ever has. And it's interesting to see this action in the segment, and I think that part of what's driving this is that full-size pickup trucks have gotten so much larger and can get very expensive that there is this room underneath them now.
Very true. Let's see if we can go through a few emails here. So far, again, nobody has got the question right. I'll give away the name of the Mercury version of this vehicle in a moment, but we'll keep it out there as is just for a few more minutes, and that is, this is the Ford two-seater and Mercury two-seater that was sold in the early 1980s. It was only around for a couple of years and then kind of disappeared into obscurity. And speaking of obscurity, you did a story a while back in October on five forgotten convertibles, and there are some really interesting vehicles to talk about here. Matter of fact, I don't remember the Oldsmobile Cutlass convertible actually pacing the Indy 500, but 50 of these Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme pace cars were built for model year 1988. And, boy, I've never seen one on the road.
Yeah, the Ultraville Cutlass Supreme pace car was such a, not the pace car, but the convertible itself was such an interesting vehicle because Ultraville did what they could design-wise, but to keep the door handles where they were, and people may remember this about the Cutlass, but they had pulled down door handles that worked a little bit like a beer tapper that were built into the B pillar. And it was logistically difficult for Oldsmobile to move those from where they were. This meant that the actual convertible version of this vehicle that was sold for use on the street came with a basket handle style pillar that wrapped around the top of the car. So even when the roof was down, this basket hoop was there and in place. This allowed for the door handle to remain where it was, and it also allowed for better structural integrity because this is a fairly large car to have the top removed from.
Very good point. And when I stop and think about the number of Cutlasses that were sold during the 1980s, I know some of my aunts owned them. I mean, at one time, the Cutlass Supreme was the best-selling vehicle in America, and now you don't see them going over the block at auctions. Or where have they all disappeared?
That is a great question because there should literally hundreds of thousands of those still around. And, yeah, you do not see them anyplace.
Here's another forgotten convertible. This is from Dodge, the Dakota Sport. This ran from 89 to 91. And, again, a vehicle that I have never seen in person.
I had a neighbor who had one, and I think that is the only one I ever saw. But yeah, this was a Dodge Dakota, the midsize compact pickup truck that we all remember that you could remove the top of. It was actually they had to go with frameless glass on the doors to make that work too, which they did. But it's a kind of a nice look.
It is definitely. When we come back on the other side, more forgotten convertibles with Tom Appel. I'm Bob Long.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
So much for being here. My name is Tom Consumer Guides publisher Tom Appel. We're talking about forgotten vehicles, and this is a story that Tom did back in October. We've touched on the Cutlass Supreme convertible, and we've also told you about the Dakota Sport convertible. But we also have a trivia question out there. And before we talk about some of these forgotten vehicles, let's go to the phone lines and let's go to Frank joining us in New Mexico. Frank, thank you so much for dialing in. How are you?
Oh, great. Enjoying the show as always, especially when you have Tom on there. But I wanted to take a stab at that trivia question, the little two-seater Ford and Mercury. I don't have much confidence in my guess, but were they the Lynx and Bobcat?
Ooh, very good. The Ford was actually, the Lynx and the Bobcat. The Bobcat was based on the Pinto. This was called the EXP.
Oh.
And the Mercury version was indeed called the Lynx. So you got a half right. So you got it.
Okay, it's funny you were talking about all these old mid-80s Oldsmobiles. Actually, I have one. And it's, 104,000 miles. It was my mom's, and I'm just taking care of it and driving it almost every day. It's just like a tank. It just keeps going.
And which power plant does it have?
It's the 307 V8. And it's the four-door, the Cutlass Supreme Brougham. Yeah, Cutlass Supreme Brougham four-door, and it. I would describe the interior as fine wine velour.
Is that a little like the rich Corinthian leather, except in Oldsmobile?
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, but it's a good car, one of many that I have, but. Yeah, I enjoyed the show, and you're sounding good today.
Thank you. I'm slowly getting my health back with God's help.
Yeah.
And really appreciate your support and all the listeners' support. And it's not funny to have health problems, and definitely I've had a kind of a hard journey, but at least I'm getting through it and getting to it.
You hang in there. And Tom is always so interesting. I just you know, I just learn a lot.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Anyway, I'll clear out the line and give someone else a chance, and I'll just sit back and enjoy.
All right. Thank you, Frank, very much for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's talk about the Infiniti. This is a forgotten model, the M30. They sold, of course, the Q45. This came in at a time that Infiniti did one of the most unusual advertising campaigns in history to introduce the brand here in North America. And this vehicle was never that popular, but I do remember seeing coupe versions of it, but they didn't make too many of the convertible variants, and even sunroofs were a little bit hard to come by because those were actually installed here in America by ASC. Is that right, Tom?
That sounds right, yeah. But the M30 is such an interesting vehicle. When Infiniti launched, it did what Lexus did, and it launched with a sort of a premier large car. Infiniti had the Q45, which is a big luxury sedan with a big V8, just like Lexus had the LS400, which was a big luxury sedan with a V8 power. And both companies, or both sales channels, had a smaller car that no one talked about. Lexus had a version of the Camry called the ES, and Infiniti had a really interesting coupe that was based on a Japanese market vehicle. And in a lot of ways, the coupe was interesting just because it looked so darn Japanese. And I mean that as a compliment. It just had very interesting straight angular lines. And even rarer than the coupe was the convertible, of which I have not seen one in the flesh in 20 years. But they're interesting vehicles, and there is some collector interest behind them. If you find one, they're not cheap.
Interesting, as a lot of those vehicles from that era are now becoming attractive to collectors. We'll have to keep our eye out for that. Here's another forgotten convertible from 1985 to 1987. Renault brought us the Alliance, and this is a time in which Renault was actually building this car in Wisconsin.
Yeah, this came out of Kenosha, a French car built in Wisconsin, sold nationwide, and it sold pretty well in coupe and sedan versions. This was the vehicle that was going to save AMC, and to some extent, it certainly kept things rolling for a while. But the convertible version was just a strange, odd duck, and even rarer than just the convertible, there was a GTA high performance version that came with a fuel-injected 2-liter engine and some seriously oversized wheels and tires. It's kind of a cool-looking thing and very, very hard to find one.
Here's another one that's very, very hard to find. It's from Toyota. It was manufactured between 1997 and 1998, the Toyota Paseo convertible. And, again, this is a forgotten convertible, no question.
Yeah, the Paseo itself is largely forgotten. It was sort of a sporty version of the Tercel, if such a thing even makes sense. but it was a coupe. It was a coupe, and it was a good-looking little car. And yeah, there was a convertible version of it just out for those 2 years that you mentioned. Probably very reliable. I don't know that I've seen one in a very long time, but I suspect if you do find one, it's running just fine.
It's interesting. I was reading a report on the current Lincoln Continental, a vehicle that I haven't had the opportunity to drive. Has that one come through your office yet? It seems like Ford has kept that away from a lot of journalists.
No, Ford never provided us with one, though we asked a number of times. Instead, we went to a local dealer. I'd like to thank the people at Wickstrom Ford for sharing their car with us. And we drove a top-line model with the 400-horsepower twin-turbo 3-liter V6. Consumer Guide did spend some time with one, but not provided by Ford.
Yeah, interesting. Why do you think that they're keeping that away from journalists? You think they'd want to promote it? Because it's already, I was reading the other day that, they've already decided there won't be a second generation, and it comes at a time when there aren't that many large vehicles being built anymore.
No, there aren't. And I think what Ford was doing, I think Ford had some very realistic expectations for the vehicle, and that the Continental though it looks a little bit like something like an Audi A8, it is a less expensive vehicle, and it is a front-drive biased vehicle. It's not like a European rear-drive luxury sedan, and it's meant to really just be a roomy car that may attract a more mature audience. And I think that Ford was worried that the America's motoring journalist public might be too keen to compare it to sportier vehicles that are more expensive and maybe not see its value. And to some extent, I think their concerns are valid. We drove the vehicle, and it's perfectly competent, and it rides well, and the interior is beautiful. But it is not sporty, and it is not dynamically interesting. And I think that the audience for it might just be more traditional Lincoln buyers than it is the kind of modern luxury sedan buyer.
Very well said, Tom. No question about it. I was able to confirm, if you haven't already heard the news, but this will be the last January Detroit Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show, a.k.a. Detroit, moves to June and stays in June in 2020.
Yeah, this is a crazy thing. And I think that they're worried that the Detroit Auto Show is just getting lost. It was sandwiched between the Consumer Electronics Show and the Chicago Auto Show, and it was less and less able to provide interesting premieres. And additionally, attendance by the media was starting to decline, and we have manufacturers pulling out of the program. We know now that Mercedes-Benz, for example, and a number of other European automakers will not be present in any way at the show. And this is in part probably to the decline of coverage of the show. So I think that this move to June might be a desperate move, but it might also be a smart move.
Yeah, I understand they're going to try and wrap it around some Detroit events like the auto race, which is held there every year, the Detroit Grand Prix, as well as some other local festivals. They're working on that already, and here we've already got 2019 to still go through before we even think about 2020. But it's a very bold move, and I applaud the folks at the Dealer Association, the Detroit Dealer Association, which puts on that show.
Yeah, good luck to them.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, as usual, time just flies every time you're with us. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
All right. Thank you, my friend. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for joining me.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.